If you visit Barcelona, you will undoubtedly have on your itinerary a construction site, surely the most visited one in the world. It is the Church of the Sagrada Familia, conceived and mostly designed by Antonio Gaudí, who is the singular genius of Catalan architecture. When Gaudí got the commission for the church in 1884, he was a young hotshot of 32. And the local church council thought their building would be done in 16 years, by the turn of the century, 1900. Well, Gaudí didn't die until 1926, when he was 74, and by that time, only a fraction of the Sagrada Familia was finished.
The first thing you have to know about the Sagrada Familia is that it's not a cathedral. Barcelona already has a cathedral. It's called La Seu, and it's a big stone Gothic cathedral. It's where the bishop has his throne. It took many centuries to finish. It was built on top of a church, which was built on top of a church. So the whole thing goes back almost two millennia. The Sagrada Familia is a temple, and it only dates about 120 years. So it may seem a Johnny-come-lately, and yet every year 2 million tourists pay 8 euros each. It's about 10 bucks a head for the privilege of walking through its construction site.
Wonderful.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
It's the madness of it.
It's fascinating. It's the sort of place where you come out of the pain in your neck because you look up. I think you come here for the architecture, to see things like this.
The temple is difficult to describe because, for one, it isn't finished yet, and also because its architecture is freakishly eccentric. Its towering spires look part seashell, part kaleidoscope, and they are towered themselves by construction cranes. Inside, the enormous nave is vaulted with twisted columns 45 meters high, and right now it's choked with a thick jungle of scaffolding. And there's not so much of a hint of the central dome, the one that will eventually rise up above the temple and define the Barcelona skyline. People don't really come to see a temple. They come to see ambition.
But I think for a city to have something like this, it's amazing, isn't it? How many other cities have got sort of an ongoing project like this? Nowhere really, have they?
On the sidewalk in front of the temple, there's always an old woman dressed in tattered clothes who has cleverly placed herself beside the ticket booth to beg for alms. She is the only reminder in sight of the temple's charitable intentions. The Sagrada Familia is, after all, an expiatory temple, where Catholics are supposed to come to atone for their sins. So all that voluptuous architecture is intended to be a repository of penance. On the other side of the city, at the University of Barcelona, Professor Joan Bassegoda and his dog Fritz run an academic research center called Catedra Gaudí. He told me why it's more important to work on the Sagrada Familia than to finish it.
Sagrada Familia receive only money through the donations. People who left in testament, last will, all the possessions to the Sagrada Familia for the continuity of the works. People give money to have pardon for sins, no? And for this reason, people who give money prefer to see this money converted in a stone than in a candle.
A shadow of piety that the Sagrada Familia casts over downtown Barcelona may be one of the reasons for its popularity. There are plenty of other buildings by Gaudí downtown which were completed in his lifetime and under his personal direction, like the Casamilla with its flowing lava facade that looks almost like improvised sculpture. Across the street from that is the Casa Batlló, dubbed the House of Bones for its creepy wrought iron balconies. But 2 million tourists are not walking through those buildings. The Sagrada Familia is the building Gaudí worked on for 40 years, and he devoted the last 8 years of his life exclusively, almost obsessively, to its design. He was a devout and ascetic Catholic, and Gaudí was fond of saying things like, "God is my client, and my master will not be rushed." He had the patience of a saint, and in fact there is a movement to canonize him. He also said that all his creative ideas were lifted from the ultimate creation, nature.
Gaudí said, "I am not a creator, I am a copyist, because I take model from the nature and I transfer from trees, from mountains, from leaves, from human skeletons to the construction. Architecture is impossible to separate than the idea of religion and God for Gaudí, because it's the same."
No one doubts the sacrifice and austerity of Gaudí's life as he humbled himself to design this building. But this building, with its crazy organic columns and spectacular hyperbolic spires, it's so unique it seems egotistical.
Yeah, I think it's one of the great paradoxes.
This is Gijs van Hensbergen, author of the most recent biography of Antoni Gaudí, called Gaudí.
We have displays of humility from Gaudí. We also have in the Sagrada Familia an attempt to create a building which is a whole cosmos, in a sense, of course, imitating God, but almost playing God. That is a very, very tricky and subtle barrier to cross, whether you think that he's genuine, whether you think that it's the ultimate kind of artist as Superman.
The temple is not universally admired. During the Spanish Civil War, the anarchists associated the temple with the corrupt Catholic Church, so in 1936 they ransacked its crypt and destroyed Gaudi's design plans. The writer George Orwell, who called the temple hideous, once said he was sorry the anarchists did not bomb the Sagrada Familia when they had the chance. Van Hensbergen says even the local Barcelonans don't unanimously bestow praise.
There are plenty of Catalans who think it's absolute monstrosity and who agree with the cynics who argue that the only reason to keep it going is to keep the cash registers and the tourism going the way it's going at the moment.
The Sagrada Familia eventually got a shot in the arm from overseas when Japanese investors took a sudden and passionate interest in Gaudi in the 1980s and filled the temple's coffers. The building now has a projected completion date of 2027, but there's still a cloud of criticism hovering over the temple. Because of that nasty business with the anarchists, Gaudi is survived by almost no writings and only a few plaster models, so it's impossible to know with certainty exactly how Gaudi would have finished the building. It's up to architects and researchers today to interpret his vision, and critics and tourists alike have grumbled, "Who are you to finish Gaudi?" When I visited the Sagrada Familia, I met with Mark Burry, who's part of the team of architects working on the temple. He took me up through the scaffolding to get a closer look.
We're going right to the top of the construction site, and it's very high up.
Burry says he can calculate the Sagrada Familia's geometry because Gaudi's design is so rigidly mathematical. But the challenge is that the geometry is so complicated. It cannot be drafted with conventional architectural methods of planned sectional elevation drawn onto blueprints. To handle Gaudi's vision, Burry had to create 3D computer models using a design system he made from aeronautical engineering software.
And that's why this building is seen in the architectural world in terms of design representation. It's the most important building around because it's locked in the past. It's conceived eons ago, yet it makes the most exacting demands on contemporary technology.
Mark Burry has been working on the Sagrada Familia for as long as he's been an architect, about 25 years. And he expects to be working on it until it's finished, which is another 20 years. Think about it, that will probably be his entire career. For Burry, the Sagrada Familia is not about religion, nor is it about Gaudi. It's the building's legacy, its ambition, that keeps him excited.
As an educator, one of my foci is on the problem of the sole author and the issue that the press seems to have in supporting the idea of a hero architect, usually male, usually fairly advanced in years. I find it anathema. And yet this building represents the history of architecture much more closely, where buildings took so long that the individual vanities of the designer, of the financiers, were not paramount. It was actually the collective will to bequeath something for the generations ahead. And that's what I find is the motivator for me. And the longer it takes to complete, the more important it is.
For Studio 360, this is Peter Crimmins.
You can see pictures of the Sagrada Familia at studio360.org.